find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday. Yes, it is the end of the week, the 20th of July, 2007. And from time to time, people ask me, well, why do you give out the date? Well, if you listen to radio programming, they'll come in and tell you, well, it's a minute 25 past the hour. And the reason they do that is because we have different time zones and people that listen to the programming in various parts and various time zones around the world. For instance, we've got a lot of listeners in England, and they're 6 hours ahead of us. So just to let you know that we don't do that. But the reason I do the date, it's for the government, okay? Because we have our own archives, we have our own records that are always duplicated and stored off-site. You might ask the reason for doing that. Because I can see one day, ladies and gentlemen, when the federal indictments will come after us for hate crimes or some other pretended legislation. And for the information and how should we put this politely, for the concocted charges against myself or anybody associated with this network, they will try to twist it. Well, we'll have a working record in context that we can draw upon. So that's why I always do the date at the beginning of every show. It makes it easier for the feds, and it makes it easier for us. Let's go to Roger in Tennessee, I think it is. Hello, Roger. You're on with Alan Watt.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to speak with Mr. Watt for some time now, and I had a question regarding predictive programming, but I'll get to that in a minute. A couple things I wanted to touch on were the indoctrination of children. One of the leading proponents of that appears to be Mr. Ted Turner, and he runs this cartoon on his Cartoon Network, which is, on practically every cable channel. Every cable service carries this Cartoon Network. And he has a character, which he created himself, called Captain Planet. And the premise of the show is Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, sends five magical rings to five special children. And these children have special powers over... You know, one has water, the other has fire, the other has earth, and they fight the big polluters of the world, you know, you and me and everyone else. Mm-hmm. And he also has a show called Codename Kids Next Door, and the whole premise of this show, it's a cartoon, but it's a worldwide organization of children in a mutual struggle against adult tyranny. And, you know, it's played for laughs, but they got this big, huge treehouse, and they craft these guns out of wood and all sorts of things. But all the villains are your stereotypical adult figures, you know, like the father figure, the lunch lady, you know, all sorts of, you know, different adult figures. They're all the enemies, you see. And now a reality show has just made the networks, you know, prime time. It's called Kids Nation, and that's put out by Turner Broadcasting as well. And the whole premise of that show is these kids are put into this New Mexico ghost town, and they're supposed to create a society free of children and parents to try to establish a better society.
Roger, hold on 1 second. We'll let Alan Watt respond to that. We get back from the other side. We'll pick up with Roger, Dan, Mark, Bill, and others.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Roger, hang on a second. Let me put out this gentleman's websites again, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That is also .ca if you put cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. How many other websites do you have under Cutting Through the Matrix, Alan?
I think there's almost 10 now.
Just through Cutting Through the Matrix?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's the European version of that, Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu. That's A-L-A-N Watt, W-A-T-T. Sentient, spelled S-E-N-T-I-E-N-T. And Sentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L. .eu. Roger in Tennessee, what else did you have, sir?
Well, I wanted to, you know, those shows that I had mentioned, if Mr. Watt was familiar with those things, and then a couple of the, I'll be real quick. One is just more or less like a mainstream conspiracy theory, but I just thought it was an observation that may be true or not, but the Georgia Guidestones being in Georgia, it seems strange, the close proximity to Ted Turner himself, who is from or is based in Atlanta, and I wonder if maybe he is R.C. Christian, or if R.C. Christian was one of his provocateurs or agents. But one final question, if Mr. Watt could answer the question about predictive programming. One thing I don't understand about predictive programming is, for instance, I look at Steven Spielberg as someone who fits the profile of a propagandist for the New World Order. He covers a lot of these futuristic types of themes with Minority Report.
Roger, and, I don't know if Alan's able to keep up with this. I'm barely able to keep up with what you're bringing up.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted, as far as the predictive program, I was just wondering if he could answer the question. As far as it seems, in a lot of these movies, they present the themes of the future and technological tyranny. However, there's always a hero who is fighting against it. So it almost seems like a cautionary tale, and I'm wondering if it just seems out of character for a propagandist to have a sympathetic character like that. And I was wondering if he could comment on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the first part really was to do with the indoctrination of the young through cartoons and followed up by movies as they get older, and that came out of Tavistock Institute in England. That Huxley and others and Bertrand Russell were members of. It was to do with scientific experimentation on the human mind, right down to even inserting wires in the brains of humans and controlling them remotely. This was all done back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it's interesting to read their books because Bertrand Russell was given authority to create special experimental schools where he could try some of these techniques on British school children under the auspices of the Crown. He was given a Crown charter or license to try them in the 1920s. And he said that he would try and promote sexual conduct between them, between male and female, before they were reached puberty, to see if they could eventually destroy the bonding process or the need for a mate as they grew up. All these experiments were tried by people like Lord Bertrand Russell many years ago, but he also talked about predictive programming, and he said that eventually anyone will be able to be convince anyone else of anything if the proper techniques of science are used upon them. He said if we can get children in kindergarten and teach them a different set of rules, a different set of morals, etc., we can literally eradicate any input given by the parents when they're taken home that night, because the scientific indoctrination will overcome it. That was to be augmented by children's stories and with cartoons and the use of the visual media.
And we also saw the United Nations making the strong moves here with the UN Rights of the Child, where here in this country, you're responsible for your children at least until the age of 18, but they tried to circumvent that and undercut the American family and the hierarchy of that family, which is the basis of any working culture, is the family.
Well, that's also what Russell said. He said that at one time, you see, the elite thought they'd have to take the children away from the parents at birth. That was the British objective eventually, to create a Plato's Republic. And he said, but now he says it's more economical to have the parents pay for them, raise them, because we shall control and own their mind.
Yeah, why would you want to take on the total financial burden of raising a child? Because, you know, it's funny, I was just talking to a guy today at a bank, and we were talking about children, by the way. The people at my local bank all know what's going on. And I made the comment to him, you know, I said, he said, Mo, I said, how you doing? He says, well, I'm doing well. I'm expecting. And I said, oh, good. I said, is this your first? He goes, no, it's my second. I have a 3-year-old. And he says, you know, people ask me, you know, how many children are you going to have? He says, as many as I can afford. And I said, you know, most people do not look at children as being an 18-year commitment, not only one legally, but the amount of money that it takes to raise those children. If people thought of this before they start having children that they couldn't take care of, that ended up in, you know, either being latchkey children that the wife and the husband has to work, or the vaunted child protective services moves in on you because there's only one parent in the household, whatever the case may be. He says, and you're exactly right, he says, what people in this country have forgotten is this is, it's a lifelong commitment with your children, but legally you're only held to that standard until the age of 18. But if more people thought about having children and what it takes to raise that child, we wouldn't have quite the population that we probably have in this country. And Roger, in respect to your vaunted Ted Turner there, he said this several years ago. He said a total population of 250 to 300 million people, and he's talking about worldwide, he said that's a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. And we already know, and coming out, Alan, from the Tavistock Institute and their little brain trust, that they would like to eliminate at least 75% of the Earth's population because they consider that to be a manageable level, just enough serfs out there to keep and feed the machine.
Yeah, and also the thing was to separate the generations. Now, you can find this in speeches given in the great Soviet Union, which was a big test bed for all of this to be used. And Beria, who was the chief of the NKVD there at the time, gave a speech to the Comintern, the Communist International parties, and he said, it used to take 70 years, a whole generation, to alter the culture by indoctrination of the young and to see the fruitions of the indoctrination. He said, now, and this is 1933, he said, we are able to put such great changes every 5 years if we can get the children early enough. So each intake has been upgraded like a computer with every 5 years. That was back then. Today, the child going into kindergarten has been indoctrinated in a world that's already prepared for him when he hits 30 or 40. And he'll accept all his indoctrination quite casually because that's how predictive programming works. It's familiar. You don't question it when it comes into being. You think it's quite natural.
Well, even Albert Einstein, our MC squared guy here, said years and years ago, he said the ruling class has the schools and the press under its thumb. This enables it to sway the emotions of the masses.
Yeah.
And that's your predictive stuff. I mean, this guy knew that. And where was his head at? It was on a...
And what's even more important than the financial burden of children is if you're going to have children, you better make sure that you communicate to that child. Because most parents today have no time for their children. All the generations are separated, and the state is left, and the media and the television is left to give them their ideas and their indoctrination.
And there's another phenomenon that has kind of been sweeping this country. I don't know if it's been happening as much in Canada as it has down here, where parenting anymore, it is not the authoritarian type of parenting that we're used to. We have the mother and the father. They set the ground rules. They do the discipline. More and more parents are treating their children as their friends and not their children, which, you know, folks, look at it this way. All of us were born into this world. We're all children. We all have to learn, and these are our direct mentors. They're our lifelong friends, that's for sure. But these are the people that make sure that we have most of the tools that we need to get through this life, and their working knowledge. And cutting off that predictive timeline, Alan, here back in the 60s, and this was a planned project also, in this country, and I, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I still remember the 60s. I survived them. That, remember, you weren't to trust anybody over 30.
That's right.
And the government was all full of malarkey, and it was peace, love, and dope, and we should not have any property, and they were picking up all kinds of communistic and socialist ideas. These are the people now that, are having the children, that they're running through this process right now, and they don't even recognize it when they're looking at it.
That's right. And also, as I say, it's now declassified from the U.S. government that one of their specialized departments within the CIA led all of those radical far-left groups.
It is simply amazing. There, Alan, I want to do these calls. Our phone banks are loaded here. But I want to get into the subject matter with you, with the Illuminists, the Masons, the Jesuits, the Zionists, the Jacobinists, the entire litany of the groups that have been working towards a global government. And I want to get your idea and your take on who's doing what to whom. Because we can track back Zionism. And we can track that back, and you talked about them earlier. The great Marxist carrier, I call them the water boys for Marxism, like Karl Marx. The communism started in Russia. And who was behind this were a bunch of Zionists. They were pretended Jews, but they were really Zionists. That was part of the antithesis against the corporatist state or capitalism. They always have to have one side drawing against the other and fighting. All the while behind the scenes, like in The Wizard of Oz.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Phones here, and let me, for the fairness of the callers, let me roll some more of your calls before I get into the Mac Daddy of questions here for my guest Alan Watt, and we'll give out his websites again. Dan in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Dan.
John, Alan, I just had a quick comment regarding the Rockefellers and conspiracies. I'm sure both of you gentlemen are aware of the fact he published his memoirs in 2002, mm-hmm. The Life and Times of David Rockefeller,
yeah.
In which he states, conspiracy theorists like you and me have been making charges against him and his family for decades that they are involved in a conspiracy against the best interest of the United States in favor of a one-world government. Mm-hmm. And he goes on to say,
to admit it,
not only is he guilty of this, but he is very proud of
That's
it.
That's right.
So when my friends, family, neighbors, and so forth want to call me a conspiracy nut, all I can do is chuckle because I believe I know who the nuts are.
Well, you know, and Alan, thank you. I appreciate that call, Dan. Alan, yeah, this is hard to grasp for a lot of people that, and I've said this repeatedly on the air before. I said, look, what is the one thing, 230-some years ago, a group of men, yeah, they were Masons, some were deists, it doesn't matter, because if you look at what the Founding Fathers had done, most of these people died broke. So if they were in it for the money or in it for the glory, they didn't do a really good job. What they did do was start a very good country. And I'm a little upset that people would want to rip apart the Founding Fathers. They were not perfect, and they had their own baggage that they were carrying at the time. But as I look at what they have done, why create a government with a constitution and a bill of rights and make them inviolate and then give advice as to if the government ever stops working for you, well, just dismantle that one and move it a little bit further west. Well, we're flat out of territory. And as in my estimation, we're flat out of time because the globalists are putting the final pieces of this puzzle together. This has been an ongoing project for hundreds of years.
Oh, it has. I mean, Albert Pike, who was the granddaddy, the big pope of Freemasonry, for the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, which wasn't Scottish, it came from France. They were given a charter from France, as the B'nai B'rith is also a member. That's the Jewish section of the Brotherhood of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. They're all Masons, you see, all these groups that we commonly hear about. Well, Albert Pike talks in his book, written in the 1800s, and he said we shall create foundations. And it's through foundations, as did Weishaupt, by the way. They both said the same term, foundations, and they used that term. They said, we shall gather masses of wealth of the world and become masters over the masters of the world, because they wanted to run this world the way that they saw fit, because they truly believed they were the most evolved and intelligent species on the planet, and they had the right, therefore, to decide the direction the planet would take and everything in it.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was one of the things I was going to ask you about. These people firmly believe that because they are leaders of corporations, international, transnational corporations, the head of World Bank, the World Banks, because they are so enmeshed in commerce and business, that they actually believe, their psychological makeup is that they actually believe that they are the chosen people to do for the human beings, their little underlings, what they cannot do for themselves. And that they firmly believe that they should be the masters of all for the betterment of mankind.
Now, that's right. They do believe in evolution. They do believe. In fact, the religion, the high religion of high Freemasonry, not the lower orders, but the high, even the noble orders, they believe very much the same way as Hinduism. It goes back to Hinduism. The whole theory of Darwin went through Hinduism, but it came from the primordial slime and just worked our way up from amoebas. They believe in all this stuff, and they believe that they are the most advanced in the planet. And the proof to them is the fact that the same families, the same elite families worldwide, from all races, deserve to be there because they've held on to their wealth and their power over others generation after generation. That's the proof that they need for that to be allowed in.
You know, it's amazing. I've told the story just recently, a couple of days ago on this network, when we would do preparedness shows and there was mass gatherings of patriots, and, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10,000 would go through an exposition on the weekends. There was a crew that came down from New York, Alan. There was two of them, and they were very nice people. And they talked to me, and I let them go for a couple hours to make their position. And they said, "Well, there's only one thing that we would ask you to do. That you keep saying that this is a grand conspiracy, and what we would like you to do is adopt the accidental view of history." So, in other words, there was just opportunities and times in not only this country's history, but worldwide, that, well, people just took advantage for the betterment of man. I remember them using that term. and that we're just here to tell you that it's not a grand conspiracy. It's you just need to adopt the accidental view of history.
Mm-hmm.
That was their entire message to me, and I looked at them, and I smiled, and I shook their hands, and I said, well, gentlemen, thank you for your time. Go back to your masters in New York and tell them I'm not buying.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw or heard from them again.
Oh, I've had documents sent to me from the United Nations in New York of projects that they're coming up with, and asked me to review these things and get back to them and give them my opinion as they try to win me over on their...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. Information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Have been holding on, and I appreciate that very much. Let's go to Mark in Illinois next. You're up with Alan Watt.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, John, I just want to tell you I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for about a month now.
Yes, sir.
And I'm very, very happy with your show. I got two questions, and I'll get offline. One is I worked as a contractor in Iraq for a very well-known company that's been around for a long time, and while I was there, some of the guys that I was working with, they had They had just left Alaska, where they said they were building a concentration camp that would hold like half a million people. And they had photos on their telephones they said they weren't supposed to have, and it had cars. And I just want you to address that. And I have a question for Mr. Watt. After I went on vacation, I went to New Zealand, where there was a young Rothschild who had written a child's book about the global warming. Seemed like a very nice guy. But he talked about how he lived on his own ranch and he grew his own food. And I came home and moved into a house in the suburb, and I tried to find some corn seeds that weren't genetically modified. And I don't understand is why I can't purchase regular food to grow in my own yard, but that guy can, you know, grow his own organic food, and he doesn't have.
Hold on 1 second, Mark. Let me have Mr. Watt answer that. I know he's got the answer for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, if you've noticed, for people who know the history of Europe and elite families, they own farms all over Europe. Traditionally, the feudal overlords have tenant farmers that work for them. Prince Charles was in the paper a few years ago, because his tenant farmers were still on some incredible minimum pay and were required to give Charles most of the produce. The royal families and the elite have all their own foodstuffs, including the herds of cattle that don't get injected with all the stuff that ours does. They have all their vegetables that are non-modified. They have their stores set up for future use for the elite worldwide. When Blair tried to pass the law for the GMO foods in Britain to make it mandatory the public must use them, he made an exception for the huge, massive cafeteria for the politicians and Parliament. Their food could be non-modified, but not for the general public. This is a warfare agenda, you must understand. It's a war because you go after all things in war, including food and water. And we've all to be modified and dumbed down and malnourished, or denourished, you might say, through the food we eat. Well, the elite already have their thousands of natural, organic, real organic farms using natural seed. It's not going to be made available to the public eventually.
Well, that's just, yes. I couldn't find, Mr. White, I couldn't find an actual corn seed that wasn't a hybrid where I could grow it again by planting it.
Right.
I found it amazing.
Well, that will do two things, by the way, caller. Mark, that will prevent you from being outside of that system and growing your own food wherever and whenever you wanted to grow it. So every growing season, you have to keep going back to the producers to buy their genetically modified seeds. That's another little trick that they're playing to control the food, because if you control the production and the distribution of food, you control that particular country or culture or society.
Yeah, it's interesting to note, too, that the United Nations forced Iraq, the farmers in Iraq, to only use their modified foodstuffs and seeds. They've also forced India to use it as well, through massive advertising campaigns, and they've had riots in India ongoing with the little farmers who are well aware that this is taking away their freedom and their right to continuously grow their own food. As you say, they'll have to go to the masters with their cap in hand and plea for it in the future.
In this country, Mark, back in the 50s, with the technologies and the fertilizers that we had back then, we were able, the United States was able to feed the world's population not once, not twice, not three, not even four, but five times over. That's the food production capability we had in this country. So they have to control it in order to control the populations.
It was also said by the head of the... You see, for every department you have in government, you have a duplicate super department equivalent at the United Nations. And they have a department for agriculture, and the spokeswoman for that department a few years ago said that down through history, food has always been used as a weapon to control people, and we shall use it. We shall use that power.
And Mark, I apologize. What was the question you had asked me?
Well, you know, it was about why do they need all these detention centers or concentration camps in America for? And then I get off the line, but Yahoo News reported it within weeks ago that Americans are 2 inches shorter than they were, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and now they're not the tallest in some Scandinavian country is. Do you think that has to do with our diet, our
process? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, Britain, even in Britain, you see, Britain was always kept in a state of malnourishment for the general populace. And in World War One, the average size of an 18-year-old recruit or 17-year-old recruit was only 5'4". And within 3 months of army food, the first real good meat he ever had, within 3 months he sprouted 4 to 5 inches.
Well,
they've always been doing this sort of stuff with the population.
Well, and if we notice now, and Mark, thank you very much
Thank you so much.
How did you start listening to the program, Mark?
Bouncing around the internet, and I found the Radio Avenger, Rick Adams.
Okay. Huh.
And but he came on too late, and then I was just I stumbled across you, and you had a good program on, and every day I race home from work to get home by 4:20 so I can look on the internet and listen to you. I really like your show.
Well, you can hear it in its entirety. You can go into the archives. We do not charge for the archives. You can go into the archives and listen to any program that you'd like at your own leisure. But do me a favor, Mark.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Spread the word.
I am telling everybody about you.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Yeah, and this is the trick to it, and I'll get back to the calls here in a second. Alan, what we have in this country, we have, I do believe, millions of people that have woken up to the true agenda and the true facts. But for the life of me, I have yet, and I've tried to wrap my brain around this and understand this. I've been broadcasting for almost 15 years. This is my second network that I created and started. And we have a good number of educated people out there, but we have seemed to hit a brick wall. The numbers aren't growing exponentially the way they should. Do you have any inside poop on that one?
It's standard again. You see, most people, when it comes down to martial law techniques, become afraid. And even those who have been following things and speaking out in the past, many of them will duck down again. They're terrified to be singled out by government or harassed or punished in some way or another. Many of them also are told by, and this is a fact, that the women are also used to get to their husbands to make them pull their heads down. Wives want security. They want to be left alone to raise a family. They don't want the heat of the government coming down on them. There are many factors involved in this whole agenda, and it's all been tried before in the past. But yeah, unfortunately, people today are cowards. They hope truly that this present part of the system will not get any worse. With all of its corruption and its heavy taxation and its stress, they hope that time will just stop and they can live and retire and the next generation will take the brunt of it. And I'm telling them now, you cannot leave this to the next generation, because the next generation, their IQ is dropped as official by the United Nations. They know why, because they've been using inoculations big time on them. And they don't have the vocabulary, they don't have the history, the knowledge to do what we're doing. It's up to us to speak out for them and save them.
And the way I've got this thing pegged, I've looked at this from 360 different angles, if you will. And the only solution that I have to this problem is education.
Yep.
Because without that, without people having, we can give them the framework and we can teach them to the point where they can plug in their own pieces to their puzzle and come up with a picture that they need to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been, people have said to me, well, John, you seem like your edge is off, that you're not as hard hitting as you used to be. Well, what I discovered also is if you want to get somebody's attention, what you don't want to do is tell them that their backside is on fire, because they're going to run away from you at Mach 3 and burn up into a cinder. I take a more reasoned, calmer approach. We have some people out there that like to shock and scare the snot out of people, and that does not work. That might be good for getting them over to the campfire and warm their hands for a few minutes, but once they understand where the heat's coming from, they'll run like banshees. But I appreciate the way that you present this evidence. It's just a matter of fact. There's no panic in your voice. You're not ranting. You're not raving. You're just putting out the information as you've discovered it. You've researched it. You've been doing it for a long time. And obviously, there's a lot of people that listen to your calm approach to this.
Yeah, you have to keep calm. You see, you cannot hit people. You see, psychological warfare works by giving out very bad news, terrifying news, and the elite don't care which side gives it out as long as the public hear it. That's how it works. As long as you get your dose of it, it's meant to mobilize you psychologically and make you give up before you've actually done anything. It seems so overwhelming. But in reality, it's always been small groups of people down through the entire course of the eons that have eventually stood up at the last minute and said and done the right things that have altered the course of the elitists. Well, and this is happening again now.
This is the whole enchilada. This is one time in human history that this has never been attempted before, and they are so very, very, very close.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Thanks for holding. Bill in Alaska, up there in Alaska. Hello, Bill. Bill, you there?
How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to send greetings down there from the most beautiful spot in God's green earth.
Well, the Canadians might have something to say about that, but go ahead.
Who cares what the Canadians think?
Well, wait a minute. You're talking to one right now.
And I also wanted to thank Alan for all the work he does. I've been into his website several times, and it's just fantastic. I wanted to ask you guys if you'd heard about Darth Vader ascending to the throne tomorrow temporarily while Mini-Me goes in for his colonoscopy.
No, I didn't hear that one. And what are you in reference to?
Cheney is going to be take over for Bush tomorrow while Bush gets knocked out for his colonoscopy.
Oh, really?
Oh, really. So I thought that presented some interesting possibilities. You know, God forbid anything should happen to Herr Bush while he's under anesthetic. I won't even consider what might happen there.
But, well, do you remember Haig? During the Reagan administration when Reagan got you, Alan Haig come out and said, don't everybody panic, I'm in charge.
Yep.
Now, he wasn't even the vice president.
Well, we know how bad that Johnson wanted Kennedy out of the way so he could get in, and we know how Daddy Bush wanted to get Ronnie Reagan out of the way and try to have him whacked so he could get in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens while Junior is out cold and Cheney takes over as President of the United States. So.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be an interesting scenario, Alan? I'm just pulling this out of the top of my head here, that maybe George Bush has some complications. He's not able to resume his presidency. And Mr. Cheney takes over. In your estimation, Alan, which is more dangerous, Bush or Cheney?
It wouldn't matter. What is also true, though, down through history, especially in this history, that have given us this new form of democracy they keep talking about, is that the number two is always the real boss, not the guy in front. And there's no doubt that Cheney was definitely groomed for much higher things long ago. This guy, remember, went also to Yale. He dropped out, and he had to go back to get himself out of being conscripted for the Vietnam War. And then when they still could take them from Yale, he got another loophole and married very quickly to get a child to get him out of the war. And he was a lifelong Halliburton big CEO. So you had a Halliburton crew at the top, the real fascist crew, the global corporation, they call themselves, coming up to the desk. It'll all depend if his handlers keep him under control or if his ego gets the better of him. He might slip out a few things he's not supposed to because of his giant ego. We'll wait and see.
All right, Bill, anything else?
Nah, I just thought that was pretty interesting, so I guess we'll see what happens.
We'll keep our eye on it. One
great
thing that...
show, John. Thanks for all your hard work, and Alan, you too.
All right, Bill, thank
Take
you.
Take care.
You know, even that made me think when you mentioned that. You're familiar with the movie Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And all the subtleties and all the messages that were put into that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The golden path or the yellow brick road,
yeah.
The gold, the poppy fields, all of that. But a lot of people never caught this. The Wicked Witch of the West, her little minions,
mm-hmm.
They didn't recognize the words in the song that they were singing. And it was kind of ominous. And I don't know if you remember it or not. It used to go something like, all we own, we owe her. And it took me years and years and years after watching The Wizard of Oz. I don't know. I bet you I've seen that movie 30 times. Until one day I had my mind someplace else, and I hear this in the background, and those words came through to me like a ringing of a bell. And I heard the words for myself, all we own, we owe her.
Yeah.
It's the same situation we've got right now.
It is. Yeah, but the good thing about The Wizard of Oz is that behind the curtain there is a little man pulling all these scientific strings and punching, turning knobs and so on. We are being run by sciences today, and sciences can be overcome by the human spirit if it's strong enough.
Well, and you took a look at the one thing that discovered the deception, and it wasn't Dorothy, it wasn't the Tin Man, it wasn't the Lion, and it wasn't the Scarecrow, it was Toto.
Yeah, that's right. His nature was still intact. He wasn't swayed by anything that humans were scared of, and his nature won through.
Jeff in Vermont. Thanks for holding, Jeff. You're on with Alan Watt.
Hey, guys. Hey, John. Hey, Alan. I appreciate what you guys have to say. It's very, very good. I don't think it's a conspiracy if they legalize everything. It seems like with the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, this new thing that Bush did today with the he can seize. The Fifth Amendment's gone like we ever had it before, but it's just like Hitler. Hitler didn't break any laws. He legalized everything. He passed all the laws that he needed to pass so he could do it without, you know, with the people and everything. It just seems weird that, you know, everything's out there to look at if people look at it. Mm-hmm. It's not a conspiracy if it's in front of everybody's face,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Technically it's not, yeah. Yeah, it's in the open. It's law by decree. It's the symbol of totalitarian government down through the ages. And it's mandatory. It's police searches, warrants, suspicion, fear, no rights. It's the same old thing rearing its head. It's complete in all of it.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. apply. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
July 28th,
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Take Mike in New York and Bill in Idaho. We only have about 4 minutes and 10 seconds left.
Hello?
So go, Mike.
Hello?
Yes.
Evening, John. Evening, Alan. I have a quick comment and a question about the U.S. economy.
Go.
Briefly, even though the U.S. market, if one goes by the Dow, is near all-time highs, although it took a big smackdown today, there's rot in the basement in terms of the subprime mortgage bond collapse, which is now spreading to higher grade mortgage securities and corporate bonds.
Yeah, they're running out of ways to repackage the debt.
Yeah, I think, John, I referred to it a couple of weeks ago as the Rosie, where's the buffet, O'Donnell gorilla factor, whereby she's not only swallowing the canary in the economy's coal mine, but ripping down the rafters as well.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this, Alan. Do you think that the housing bubble was consciously engineered with the intent to crash it in order to trap people into indentured servitude, thereby more pliable and more thereby making them more pliable to the dictates of the New World Order?
Yeah, it's all of that. It's also to do with the taxation, because governments knew that they'd have to keep getting increasingly massive amounts of taxes in, and they encourage this kind of thing because as the prices seem to go up in value, you're taxed on more and more of your property and much higher taxation rates. It's a complete scam at the top. There are no free markets out there, to be honest with you. They're all managed along the same direction.
And if you take a look at the housing market right now, if you take a look back during the Depression, what happened when people couldn't pay their mortgages? They lost all their equity,
mm-hmm.
and all the property and the structures reverted back to the banks to bring the system back up and sell them back all over again.
That's never really stopped.
No, it hasn't. Mike, thanks for your call. Bill, we've got about 90 seconds. Go.
Yes, bless you both. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
As Alan mentioned, and it's very much appreciated, the quality of information and the ammunition that you keep on sending out that we can replicate out here in the field is the exact point. It is part of the self-targeting left behind out of Tavistock that was injected via OSS into CIA, FBI, that gave us 9/11 and the end results of a criminal conspiracy to defraud at a congressional level. Mr. Watt, the best way to focus the quote-unquote re-education and recovery of the younger class, the younger people, your best understanding of how we should focus this information. And John, would you please get in touch when you can?
I will will do that, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to forgo Mr. Watt's answer to that. I want to take this opportunity to put his websites out again. And, Bill, I know, and I'll be talking with you, and Alan, I'll be talking to you this weekend.
Yes.
CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com and .ca. Go to that website, and the European website is Alan Watt Sentient, that's S-E-N-T-I-E-N-T, Sentinel.eu. Alan, gosh, we just scratched the surface here. We could burn up another couple hours, but you've been on constantly now for 4 hours on this network. I think we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
All right, Alan Watt, thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure.
All righty. Folks, that'll do it for us today.
It's true. Gold and silver